Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is Otto Loos.
Right, John. I hope we didn't overdo it at Duffy's Tavern.
Especially with what's coming up.
Yes. What is coming up?
The Christina Lou Show. And all the world's a stage.
I just love this. It's a perfect way to end the week, you guys.
Big live audience all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And the cars pull over, as we say every week, when it's the Christina Lou Show.
That's right, full
everybody
attention.
Has to listen. And that's especially right. With the snowstorm coming.
Yes.
You know, they're going to be locked in memory.
That's right. I said it was really, we were laughing earlier that we had Shari Bitton on, our mobility manager, who, it was really perfect timing.
Well, that's because you're linked to God.
I knew I'd do a good job, but I didn't know I was that good. I think it's just gradually getting better and better, the timing of things.
Remember, Otto, at the break, we were talking about people who just keep patting themselves on the back.
Well, I couldn't do without, the two of you. But I really, of course, there's tons of stuff going on, and hopefully this snowstorm won't be too bad. Everyone, like we said, stay indoors if you don't have to leave. Just stay indoors, watch some TV, drink some hot chocolate or whatever you may choose to drink at the time. But yeah, as I look at Otto. But hopefully next week we have some good weather because it is the State of the Town address.
It's going to be on
January 29th, and that's at 1:15 p.m. at the Clubhouse at Harbor Links in Port Washington. And that event is free of charge for residents. So I definitely think everybody should go if you're in the area to hear Supervisor Bosworth's speech, because it's a great event. You hear about all the accomplishments of 2015. About each department, what they did, and then what's to come in 2016 as well. So it's definitely something worth checking out.
Just a question. If people can't make that, is there a way that they can?
Yes, they actually were going to be. Last year we did it here. They aired the audio on this radio station. So they're going to be doing that again.
That will be
one option. Yes, Dan said he'd be able to do that on a Saturday. So when I get that date, we'll promote that. And then it's also online. They have a transcript of the entire speech and what she'll discuss. So you can check that out. And what also we wanted to remind everyone, which I think is great. I did this also. It's the Town of North Hempstead, Receiver of Taxes, Charles Berman, will be holding property assessment grievance workshops. It's definitely an amazing thing to do. It helps residents appeal their property's assessment and save money on their tax bills.
Well, I've mentioned on past shows that I have actually done that, and I did it for about 5 years in a row, and I'm now happy with my assessment, and I'm not doing it anymore.
Now, you did it yourself?
Yes, I did, and it's not hard to do. It is easier if you can go online and use a computer. It's there. It's easy to fill out. It's not a problem.
Did it come down every year or no? It doesn't. I don't know how it works.
It actually did come down a little bit, and it held its own. Like now, it's at a point where I feel it's a fair number.
Okay.
All right. What's fair? I don't know. That's the next problem.
Right.
And there's no cost to filling out.
No cost. And you're doing it now. This is not for now. This is for a year from now.
Right, to 2017 or 2018.
Yeah, right. So you're working 2 years ahead of time.
And do you need particular documentation when you do it online? Or?
Well, you have to know your building lot number and all that kind of business, which you have on your tax bill. So everything you have is on your tax bill or the form that you received when you got your assessment. It tells you this is what you're assessed at. So if you have that, that's basically all you need. And then the rest of it, the form is online and it's easy to complete. Hmm. You don't have to do it online. You can get the form and fill it out. But I'm sure if you go to this...
hit the different workshop.
Which I did actually do... A few years ago, did go to a session.
Yeah, it's great. Everyone's always looking how to save money on their tax bill, and it's definitely something that if you're able to, and the great thing is that it's no cost to do it.
Well, the other one that was mentioned on the show before, but I'll repeat it because it ties in with this, Enhanced Star is something that a lot of people feel is like for people who are really down and out. But the number now is $100,000 a year.
Wow.
For enhanced.
I didn't even realize.
Is it really?
I'm sorry. I think it's 85 or somewhere around there. 85,000. But that has nothing to do with money from an IRA. It's strictly pension or Social Security. So a lot of seniors, fall into that category. There you are talking serious money to save. You know, you get
it. When is that? That's now also until April or something? Or
I think that
March?
You file. I can't tell you that. I know the answer.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But if you call 311 or
the
town
to
of
the
North
tax.
Hempstead receiver of taxes, they will tell you about the enhanced STAR.
Yeah, and it's really, as you know, it's funny because we had Charlie Berman on our radio program, and he discussed, you know, there's so many people that do qualify for this enhanced STAR, and through these workshops, a lot of people now have been applying, you know, for it because the number was so low of people that qualified that were actually, you know, using the program.
Well, I mean, reality is senior who retired 10 years ago and received a pension from 10 years ago, it's not the same as it is today.
Yeah, no, you know? Absolutely not.
So you really do have to take a good, serious look at that.
I didn't realize the number was that high.
Yeah. And I think, you know, a lot of people, I think that's a common
thing. I think
it's
like 30,000, you know.
Well, and then the other one that relates to that kind of is Epic for drug
Right, that's for the
benefits.
Drugs.
I think that's 100,000.
That's 100.
Which is another story. But, you know, they're creeping into the category where a lot of seniors will qualify.
Sure. No, absolutely. Yeah. You know, and as far as, you know, even if you don't qualify for that, you know, the enhanced STAR, there's the basic STAR. I mean, I know we do that in our house, and it's an important thing, you know, to save money.
Right, right.
Kind of, and then at these things, you know, Charlie Berman will be able to go over each of the different ways. So
right.
It's definitely worth it.
It's also a 311 call.
Yeah. And
if you have any questions, they'll give you the dates. They'll get, you know, they'll get you the information.
Yeah. And they're not trying to catch you or trap you. No. They're trying to help you get what you're legally entitled to.
You're entitled to it. Right. It's not like, you know.
And then, what we love, you know, these great things that all the different departments provide is the town clerk, Wayne Wink, does this women's honor roll. So they're currently looking for people to submit just women in the community that have been providing great services. The event's going to be on, on Wednesday, March 16th at the the clubhouse in Harbor Links. And they're looking for nominations for the cutoff date is Tuesday. Excuse my voice is gone. On February 9th, 2016. So if there's anyone that you think might be worth, please submit it.
They live in the town or just
yes.
do something for the town?
They live, in the town. Okay. Absolutely, yeah. And it's just a really wonderful day, and there's so many women.
See, we had, a great time. I had somebody. She doesn't live in the town.
I know. I wonder who that could be.
We had somebody, but she doesn't live in the town. She just works in the town.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't be on the women's honor roll. She'd be queen.
Yeah.
New category.
A new category.
I like it. I think we should pitch this to Wayne Wink. I'm into it, guys. But, you know, if there's really, it's a great event, and, you know, there's definitely people that are providing amazing services. So you could either call 311 or on the website, you're able to download the application form. So check that out. And we also want to remind everyone that the next town board meeting will take place on Tuesday, January 26th at 7:30 p.m. And that's at Town Hall. But, you know, we were talking about the town boards, and it's really a great place if you're interested in certain issues or what might be upcoming in the town to check out. And, you know, we were saying, too, another thing Supervisor Bosworth did is that you could ask your questions in the beginning of the meeting, you know, because these things can run on for, you know, all kinds of hours. And but this, you have the ability to actually ask, you know, your pertinent questions. So once again, that's Tuesday, January 26th at 7:30 p.m. And just, you know, while all this was going on, I was wearing my other hat, and I was trying to calculate some important end-of-the-year statistics. I send this over to the supervisor's office every year so she can incorporate this in her State of the Town address. And just a little shout-out to all the amazing work that Project Independence does is that it's just in 2015, there were 28,392 service requests for Project Independence alone. Which, I mean, you know, when you see these numbers, it really puts into perspective all the incredible things that go on. And then townwide, there was 62,683 service requests, and that was all departments. So that means Project Independence accounted for 45% of all the town, which is, I mean, a huge number, considering our department is not that big. It just really shows all the hard work and dedication that everyone.
Another important statistic for the town is 72.
72?
72.
In her numbers? In Christina's numbers?
Very
72.
What's 72? I don't know if I saw that number.
72.
72 days to Christina Lou's birthday.
Wow, we are rapid. This is, I can't believe, you know. I just feel like I blinked my eye and, you know, we're getting closer.
You told
and closer.
That to Judy because she's going to announce that.
I'm
going to
add, I might have to add that. I think I'm going to add that to right under the project.
What's scary about that is it's going fast.
Isn't it? It's amazing.
I remember, you know, when we were in the hundreds, you guys. But okay, I'm going to have to add that to my report now. So note to self. I think it's just an applause to everyone, you know, our social workers, our nurses, and the people over at the Department of Services of the Aging that really provide, you know, some great services. And it just shows how utilized the program is. And it's just exciting to keep growing and see what goes on. And another thing, you know, because we've been doing these reports for so long, and since 2010, there's been a 65% increase in Project Independence SRs, which is just, it's astounding to see how it's really just grown in general. And now we have 10,807 members. So it's a lot of people, you know. And every day, you know, like I said, you know, I see when I pick up this service request, you just see how many calls come in. And I actually picked up a call from another woman who doesn't live in North Hempstead. And just wanted to know about the program because she has a friend who lives in North Hempstead. And, you know, how come her town doesn't provide this service? And, you know, she just was so desperate for hearing, you know, about all the things. Because she called about transportation. Then she found out that we have social workers and nurses and
right.
I mean, it was just, you know, she's like, what, like, is not provided, you know? So it's really, it's a special program. It's, and like I said, everyone's just, you know, proud to be a part of it.
Not trying to create a problem for other people, but contact your supervisor.
Well, and that Otto was my advice. I said I will gladly send you some brochures, and you can, you know, show. But like I said, you know, that's how things get done. You know, if you're passionate about something, and like I said, you know, in North Hempstead, we were lucky. You know, all the pieces fell, you know, together. There was grants that were awarded. The supervisor, John Kamen, and now Judy Bosworth are invested in the program, and then you had, you know, staff put into place that really wanted to create an amazing program. So
they wanted to.
Yeah. That's what,
difference.
Absolutely.
Got to be engaged.
No, and it's just an exciting thing. You know, like I started as an intern with the program, and it's just been kind of fun to see how it's, you know, evolved.
We're down to 72 days to your birthday.
I know, right? Like, where does the time go?
Well, you know, I know you just said wanted to. It's the truth. Yes. This is how it is created. Yes. Because you can create something, and 10 people, however many are over there, 10, 12, it could be 12 jobs. Mm-hmm. This is not 12 jobs. This is 12 people who care. They work together. Right. They think of something, and they take it to the next level, and which is a very hard thing to come by. It really is. This has evolved.
The program is the commitment of everybody from the top down to make it work. And you know, it's one of the best programs I've ever been involved in.
You know, I agree.
No, and I think, you know, it's like I said, it's just the different, you know, the way it was done and the components of it, you know, make it like with the advisory committee. I mean, having the residents involved in this whole process and steering where, you know, program development goes makes such a huge difference. You know, I mean, it's really, we don't live in the community. We don't know what, you know, is needed in New Hyde Park or Great Neck. So it's just hearing this and really being able to put these kind of plans into action together is really what makes it special and different, I think.
It's a full team effort. The people who benefit from it to the people
right,
who
and that's, you know, and even, you know, beyond is that, you know, Project Independence directly might not provide the service, but we have people.
You find somebody,
you know, so it's a community organizations, and it kind of gets all hands on deck. So it's definitely good.
We have to take a break. Our first break.
Wow.
So you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.